views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy Monday morning to you. Oh, my goodness. Well, you're here on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm your host today, Janice Underwood. We're going to be talking to the amazing Toni Green. She's going to be talking with us about the ever-evolving journey for awakening, which I think is an amazing topic for 2018. I've actually asked Toni to speak about this topic because so many people that I know, whether they're clients or colleagues, are going through some significant awakenings right now, and they're trying to decide what to do next. And so it's just very timely that Toni and I were connected. So, well, before I just keep going, hey, Toni, how are you today?
Hey, Janice, I'm doing absolutely amazing. And thank you again for having me on. It's such a huge honor. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for agreeing to be on. I think that your, you know, the work that you've done, not only that you continue to do now, but have done in the past, you know, as a healer and hypnotist and author. And of course, you are also a TV and radio show host. You know, all of that work that you've done is such important work to a lot of people. So thank you so much for sharing your insight and anything else that comes through today.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Well, wonderful. So, Toni, you know, before I begin the show, I do like to move into the energy of gratitude. So you want to join me with that? I think that gratitude is such a great energy. And so, you know, I just lay it all out there like, hey, today I'm grateful for it being a little warmer. Because, you know, it's winter.
Yes.
And cold weather, it gets me sometimes. And I'm also just really grateful for everybody who's supported me on my journey of awakening. How about you, Toni? What are you grateful for today?
Right in this second, I'm grateful for being on your show. But, you know, every day, Janice, I love that you do this because before I even open my eyes in the morning, I just start saying thank you. I start saying, you know, first of all, thank you for my bed and then my home and then whatever else comes into my mind at that moment. Thank you for the people that I can help on their journey. But yes, I'm also happy that it's getting a little warmer here because I live in the Midwest and we've had this really awkward, like this very, very awkward winter. We are getting all of our snow in February, which by this point we're looking forward to be gone. So yes. So I'm grateful that today the snow looks like it's melting some more. Yay!
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I think that we're having what I'm calling a later winter because we had geared up for where we live for it to be the coldest month in January, and that has not proven to be so. It's actually this month, February. Yeah. It's very cold.
We are, and what's happening here is, like, I could be wrong, and I'll probably get emails correcting me, but to the best of my memory, folks, here, November, December, January, hardly no snow. I would say no snow, but I know someone will send me a meteorologist map with the snow that we got. And then again, in we had a white Christmas, so we did get snow in December, but it all melted. So every time we get snow, it turns around and melts within a couple of weeks.
Wow. So,
yeah, it's just the most, weather is very, very, it's really changing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely so. Well, speaking of changes, let's talk about this, the ever-evolving journey that a lot of us find ourselves on, a lot of times very unexpectedly. So tell me a little bit about you, and when did you start noticing that you were channeling information? And I'm also very curious how you decided that, yes, I need to be doing this. I need to help people with this gift.
Okay. Those are really good questions. So I have been doing this for as long as I can remember. There's a lot of my childhood I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I have no recall of, but the parts of it I do remember, I recall channeling. I didn't have any idea what I was doing. People used to call me an airhead, like a airheaded blonde, which actually fit me very well, but I think that's also why I channel very well, because I don't have very strong opinions or thoughts of my own. I'm just kind of like doity-doity-doy, going through my day. And of course, I'm partially joking with that, but only partially. Mm-hmm. So I've done this for as long as I can remember. I had no idea what I was really doing until I saw Esther Hicks channeling, and she explained what she was doing, and I was like, oh, so that's what I do. That's what it's called. Except for my voice doesn't change like Esther's.
Okay.
Sometimes, depending on what I'm doing, it will get very, very light and very soft, but not always. And I started doing it professionally because I have this statement that I give to my clients: by force or by choice, this is going to happen. So you can choose to go with the flow and allow it to happen, or you will be forced into this. And I have to say, this was a by force thing. I also have to say, Janice, I was terrified to go public with my psychic medium gifts, because I do have a sister that is involved in a religion that does not agree with this. And I'm very close to her, and I'm close to my nieces. Mm. And I thought, oh my goodness, she is gonna just disown me. So coming out to her, it was the scariest thing I had to do.
I can only imagine. And, you know, a lot of people find themselves in situations like that where it's like, oh, you're kidding me, right? No, this can't be it. Because what is this person going to think? Or I have this career already. And did you have, what kind of career did you have before moving into this professionally?
So I had, when I was 16, I started in the fitness industry. Oh. And I had always remained in the fitness industry in one way or another. And then I also did some marketing and promotions for businesses. And I did some fitness modeling and stuff along those lines. And then I had an accident, a near-death accident, and I couldn't do fitness any longer. Like, I still can't run.
Oh,
so yeah, I was teaching yoga, spin classes, cardio boot camp. I could run for an hour without breaking a sweat. And I am not joking on that. And, after the accident, I have 13 pins and 2 plates in my ankle. So there's no running on that baby. It forced me into a whole, I say forced because I used to be terrified of hypnosis, having never had it. I always thought I would never do that. And even when I was being trained in classes for hypnosis, I would fight the practical part of it where they were putting us in hypnosis, I was like, okay, mm-hmm. don't go. And then all of a sudden I was out and we would, they would count us out and I was back and I was like, darn it, I went again.
I've had that experience, Tony. I was what you call the reluctant hypnosis student.
Exactly.
I knew I had to be there, but I did not like it. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this for a living.
I don't know where my fear of hypnosis came from, but I, when taking the classes, I thought, okay, I can do this for other people. I don't have to do it for myself, though. Yeah, no, not the case at
That's
all.
That's not how it works.
You know what? I have the greatest story about my instructor did a one-on-one with me in front of the whole class. And the information that came out, she just started recording it because I think it's part of why I've kept these gifts for so long. And I can tell you about that story when we come back from break, if you would.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would love that. I feel that that's really important for us to journey down there. Again, you know, I always feel that these shows are, they really do evolve. You know, I just kind of show up and whoever's listening, whoever needs to hear what they need to hear, you and I are here to deliver that message. So I would love that for sure. So yeah, why don't we go ahead and just move to break. Tony, can you give people your info? And then we'll go to break and I'd love to hear that story.
Yeah, I'm Tony Green and my website is TONIG.info. So that's how people can reach me if they would like more information on me.
Wonderful. Great. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue talking to the fabulous Tony Green about the ever-evolving journey for awakening. You're here listening to The Janice Underwood Show. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everyone, and we're here with Toni Green. She is an author, TV, and radio show host, and we are talking today about some of the information that I'm sure she can connect to her book, The Ever-Evolving Journey for Awakening. And, you know, this topic is just so near and dear to a lot of people that I've been talking to lately. And before the break, Toni and I were actually sharing a moment in that, you know, going through hypnosis training, it can be quite a different, well, it can be quite an experience for someone who didn't, you know, plan to become a hypnotist. So Toni, you know, before the break, you were talking about there you were in hypnosis class and you're having a session with your instructor. And so what happened during that session?
So she going in, I was so terrified. There were tears coming out of my eyes and my fingers were doing the, you know, just going crazy. And finally I get in, you know, she counts me in and she was so amazing. She's since passed and I miss her dearly because she was just pure love. And I get in and I'm like floating and I'm the calmest person in the world. And we had gone back to a traumatic incident in my life and the trauma is about to start. And then I'm calm as can be. And she says, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm in heaven." And she goes, she was like, and she says, "Oh." So, and she starts a recorder. She's reaching and grabbing and find something, anything to just start recording this. She says, "So what do you mean you're in heaven?" I said, "Well, I'm rocking." And she says, "Where are you rocking?" I said, "In the lap of God." She says, "Oh, well, what are you doing in the lap of God? Why are you there?" I said, "I'm just visiting." And then she says, "So what, when you're visiting and you're rocking in the lap of God, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm watching St. Michael," which is, now this is interesting because I always call him Archangel Michael, but when I'm in that place, that state, he's St. Michael. Okay. And she said, "Oh, so what is he doing?" I said, "Well, he's doing the dance." And she said, "Oh, the dance." And I was elaborating that, you know, we think he does this, but it's really a dance to and fro. And I said, "We have got it all wrong about what Michael does. It's a dance. It's just a dance." And
interesting.
And then that went on. And so she said, you know, she had asked me, "When do you come back to the lap of God?" And I had told her, "Whenever it's too heavy, whenever it's too much." So anytime something traumatic had happened in my childhood, I would just, you know, jump out of my body and go back home for a bit, visit Michael and God and hang out with them up there for a bit. So then that was like stunningly amazing to me, and it explained why I had no recall of some of the traumatic events in my life.
Right.
Makes sense. Blessing, by the way. Which is a blessing. Yes.
Wow. So what happened after that? I mean, were there, I'm assuming there were other classmates and stuff around. Is that correct?
Yes. And there were, you know, once I came out, there were a lot of questions and I basically had to say, well, this is all, this information is just as new to me right now as it is to all of you. So, but there's like, put her in again. So let's go back there. Let's find out more.
Well, so I am curious about that, Tony, because, you know, I know that people channel or get information or intuition differently than other people. Do you still channel that way where you're just hearing it for the first time?
Yeah, actually, I always tell people there are times like when I'm doing a reading or when I'm giving people messages, there are times when I will hear specific words or short statements. It's never a full-on sentence. But when I'm channeling, the best way I can describe this is I'm like a radio. The information comes in me and out my mouth in the form of words, but it's a vibration or a frequency that's going out and going in, and then the words are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I'll have a sense when they're going to, or if something comes out, is going to come out that I feel is not as delicate, or word is a little bit harsher. If I hear a word that's a little bit harsher, or I feel it might in some way, the person receiving it might not love it, I always look up and go, can you say that in another way, please? And then the person sitting across from me says, no, just say it bluntly. I don't care. Just say it. And I'm like, no, but I want to be more delicate. I understand you need messages in a big, because some people, that's how they understand. They yes. understand in a very power, you know, they need those really strong statements, but I'm more the type of person who likes to give those messages in a very delicate way with, you know, as much softness as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, what keeps coming to mind as you're talking right now is it talking a little bit about that stirring that occurs within a lot of us? What do you know about that in all of these years of giving people messages and healing sessions? What is that stirring that drives people to seek, you know, more within their life?
It's our path. It's our journey. It's where we're meant to be and what we're meant to do. It doesn't matter where we start in life. It doesn't matter what course we're on right now. There is this need stirring inside of us that wants to put us on our higher path for our highest evolving. So if I could say that in another way, what I would end up saying is each of us, even though we may have forgotten, deep inside have a knowing of where we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do. And sometimes the thing we're supposed to be doing that will help us awaken the most is the thing that we are most afraid of. Not afraid of, but the thing, and also what we are supposed to be doing is the thing that comes the easiest to us. There's a reason that we came in with the ability to do this so easily. And it's because it's absolutely because this is what we're supposed to be doing. That's why we've been given all the tools to be able to easily do it and share it with others. That's why we have such an innate understanding for it.
So it sounds like, too, with the access that we can recover to intuition or channeling or energetic healing, that can help us along our journey. Is that right? So the more that we remember or acquire back of ourselves, we can move through the journey easier?
Yes. Yes. And there's only one thing in the way of you having everything that you want. And it's a perceived fear. It's not an actual fear. It's the perception that something could, would, or should go wrong or not turn out the way you would like it to. So it's a perceived fear. This perception of fear will stop us in our tracks and make us stay in this, what we consider the safe, mundane world that exists and that we partake in every single day. But once we start either all at once, which is very rare. Very few people are capable of letting go of their fear all at once. But once we start letting go of that fear, whether it be a little bit at a time or all at once, we then start seeing opportunity and outcomes that are good on our path that we're supposed to be on. I hope that makes sense the way I said.
Yeah, totally. You know, and you know, when I was preparing for our time together today, you know, I normally, you know, have intuition or just something stands out when I'm doing some research. And, you know, I think I told you this in an email where it was like, hey, Tony, you know what sticks out for me are these words, the ever evolving evolving journey for awakening. Like that book that you have on your website and that title and that, I guess what you might call that bucket of information was really just kind of screaming at me. So, you know, when we come back from the break, I'd like to dive into that, you know, a little bit about what that book is about, you know, a little bit more about the journey for awakening. Would that be all right?
I would absolutely love
that.
I would love that.
Great. I think that's going to be great because, you know, I think it does probably, and we'll see here, probably my guess is it's going to address that stirring within us that drives us to seek outside of, you know, a day-to-day life that maybe we've become very comfortable with.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. And Tony, can you give people your information again? How can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes. It's, my name is Tony Green and you can connect with me on, TONIG.info. So that's TonyG.info and 414-897-2869. If you feel like you need to call to ask me, how to, set up an appointment or such.
Wonderful. Great. And yeah, I'm really, really excited for our next segment and what we're going to be talking about. So again, you're here at Transformation Talk Radio at the Janice Underwood Show, and we'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the Life Creator System and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the Creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Well, hello again, everyone, and you're back with me and the fabulous Toni Green. She's here with us today to talk about, one of her books, The Ever-Evolving Journey for Awakening. And like I said before the break, you know, this title really resonated with me for the show today. And so she's been so gracious to come on and talk about some of the more about the themes within this particular book. So, you know, Toni, you and I, we were just talking. So what I've learned is that you channel in your books.
Yes.
And yeah. This book that we're talking about today is the fourth of four books. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Oh,
wonderful. All right. Well, tell me, I'm curious, you know, what's one of the themes in this particular book that we're talking about?
Okay, so The Ever-Evolving Journey for Awakening is the final in the ever-evolving series, but it's not really a series. But this book is to help you literally awaken to a new understanding of the life that you have. Mm-hmm. So it is the way that the book works and the way it was channeled for me to do all four of these books, including this one, is it's a 30-day protocol. And you start, you know, on day one. It's not where you can just open to any day. It goes day by day. The words were given to me in a very specific order. Okay. And you open to the first day. And I don't know, you probably are aware of this, Janice, but when you breathe in, you can't think. You can't, if you're following your breath, there's no thought pattern. You can't think and follow your breath at the same time. Mm-hmm. So as you breathe in the word. And as you breathe out the word. Now it's a very specific way of doing this because when we have a word like love, we already have a definition and a feeling that goes with that word, for example.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, when we breathe in saying the word love, that definition that we have and that feeling that we have with it is going to be held at bay because we are following our breath and not allowing our conscious mind to redefine this word with our definition and feeling. So as we breathe in the word love and we breathe out the word love, and we do that a number of times during the morning, evening, morning, afternoon, and evening, a new feeling and definition start to happen with that word. The real, the appropriate definition and feeling start, it kind of goes to the default of it, not like some. When you say the word success or love or family, certain learned definitions will come in, or experiences that we have had, especially with the word love. If we think about it, we might think of our last failed relationship. We might think of somebody who hurt us. We might think love is conditional or something that has been given or taken from us. But really, mm-hmm. love is who we are. It's what we come from. It's what we return to. There is nothing else, although we don't always understand that. And as you breathe the word in and breathe the word out, that understanding starts to grow within you. And it's so for every book, every word in the book. So as you follow along on this 30-day process for this, it helps you to reestablish the appropriate definition for these words, and then how we respond to them and how we behave from them, opening up a new path for us.
Wonderful.
I hope that makes sense, because I definitely
It's perfect. Yeah, and it sounds very powerful, especially getting people into a practice, right? It's like it becomes a practice for the 30 days, it sounds like, which is, as we know, when we focus on situations or things that we want to create, it's real important to have some consistent action. So it sounds like it very much helps people with that.
Absolutely. And if people have difficulty breathing the word in and breathing the word out, I even created for each of the books audio on YouTube, so they can get the book, go to the YouTube audio and listen to the audio while they do the word of the day.
So that's
just a little helpful tool for people. I know it can be difficult. We have so much going on in our lives.
Yeah. So the ever evolving series, is there, I don't really want to say it this way, but for lack of a better way of saying it, I mean, is there a particular reason that these books have come within the time frame that they have?
Yeah, you know, and that's a really such an amazing question. Yes, there are so many spiritual changes and so many seekers on the planet right now that don't know where to start or how to start. And there are so many books out there that are amazing and good and helpful. So these books, I feel, came in for those people who will best evolve in this particular way. So sometimes when we hear something for the first time, it changes our entire life. The way we've thought about things, the way we've looked at things. And sometimes when we state things, and as you know, being a hypnotist, and I know being a hypnotist, when we state things in a certain state of mind, especially repeatedly, it has the power to change our lives.
Right.
So with so many people seeking peace and love and transitioning, there are so many people transitioning right now on this plane, and so many people wanting to have more understanding about why the world is the way it is right now and what they can do, how they can change personally. I think that every book that comes in to help at this time is strategically being brought in for that purpose.
Yeah, wonderful. That makes a lot of sense. And it makes a lot of sense too. I don't know if you've been seeing this in your practice or with people that you've been talking to, but there definitely seems to be a deeper hunger to understand some of these words or concepts more fully.
Absolutely. I think people are looking for answers. 50 years ago, or, 20 years ago, if things happened in the world, we didn't hear about it immediately. We were bombarded with it. But part of our progression on this planet, that's part of it. But the other part is that it helps us, hopefully, to be more understanding, more loving, kinder humans that are seeking ways to bring peace and love. And everybody learns in a different way. Everybody thinks each tool is a better or worse tool for them personally. And that's why there are so many different types of books out there that help with this. I always say this is a tool that you can put in your pocket that will help you guide you at the pace that you want to be guided in, and also that you can use if you go through it the first time and you put it down for a couple of weeks or even a month or 2 months, you can go through this book again and you will evolve to yet another level. So no matter which of the books you use, once you've gone through them the first time, the next time it's even easier and you go up even higher.
Interesting. Okay.
So,
wow.
And I just want to say really quick, we are all here because we want to evolve. We want to transcend. There is a part inside of each and every one of us that wants to glow and grow and be. And if we didn't have fear of being hurt, we would easily allow ourselves to do that. My favorite thing to ask people is, if you weren't afraid, what would you do? And their expression just changes. And they're like, oh, yeah, my life would be completely different.
Right. Yeah, that's a great question. You know, that's what I call an oldie but goodie, right? That question does not get less powerful through the years.
No.
It's a very powerful question to ask someone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, so how could people find the Ever Evolving series? Is that's on your website, right?
It is, but also it's available on Amazon.com.
Oh. Perfect.
You just Google my name, Toni Greene, TONIGREENE, and my books come up right there. And yeah, you can
wonderful
and get them if you feel like this is a journey you want to take.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I really believe that today we're talking about this series again because there are people who will be looking for it and need it at this time. So thank you so much for sharing info about that. And with that, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking to Toni Greene about the ever-evolving journey for awakening. Stay tuned.
To Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're here at Transformation Talk Radio at the Janice Underwood Show. And my guest today is Toni Green. We've been having a wonderful conversation today about how she's been channeling and helping people heal from, I haven't asked you that, Toni. Do you help people heal from physical ailments, emotional, or both? Or
yes, absolutely. I want to just like I'm sure you do, Janice, I'm a conduit. I'm a vessel. Everything comes through me for people. I never take credit, although I still get excited when people come back and say this happened and that happened.
Yeah.
There's a knowing inside of me it's going to. I get so excited when it does. I'm like, that's when my childlike play comes out, like, oh my gosh, really? Tell me about it. I have been the conduit or the vessel for many, many healings, physical and emotional, with hypnosis. A lot of what I worked on, especially in the beginning, was past life and PTSD. So there are a lot of people in this world who are trying to recover and they're in survival mode and they don't even realize they're in survival mode, and allowing those healings to come through you via hypnosis, coaching, energy type of healing, it's really a blessing to be able to help people transform their lives. And I'm so grateful for that every single day. I don't take it for granted, not for one moment.
Yeah, it's very important work. So thank you for what you do to help people. I do have a question that keeps glaring at me, so I'm going to ask it right now. What are some questions people have most about the spiritual journey or their journey to awakening?
What's blocking them?
So is it that they're ready and then they're going, hey, Toni, what's going on here?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you, I think if most of us don't believe we're as far along as we should be. We're brought up with this perfection, be number one, you should be done already type of situation in our lives. So when it comes to spiritual evolving and awakening, we might not even know what being awakened looks like, because have we truly seen anybody who's fully awakened? But we know we are not there, and we want to be there. And why aren't we there yet? Why am I not there? I meditate every day. I even have one person tell me, I smoke ganja every day and meditate. Why am I not awakened? I'm like, I don't know where to start with that question, but I just giggle at it too, because I think, well, whatever anybody does, I try very, very diligently to let go of all judgment and allow for whatever comes through. But most of it is we're afraid. We are taught, we are not, most of us are taught, we are not worthy of all that is, the all that is. And how can we strive to be that we have been taught we are not worthy to be or have? Like, we're taught there's heaven and hell, there's damnation, there's punishment. You're gonna be in trouble for everything you do. We never quite make the grade, always getting B's. Well, in my case, D's. But so always striving to be in that place where we're better, perfect, whatever you want to call it. So there's a block to us possibly getting there. And that block is we don't feel good enough. We don't feel like we're worthy of it. And again, we have fear of what that would be like. And if we're pure love, we'll get hurt. So how can we be pure love? Because then people will take advantage of us and hurt us. Mm-hmm. So I think that's quite a few reasons why. I hope that was the question. That's all I can.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And it even goes into part two of that question, which is what keeps people unsettled? You know, because I know that, you know, in my own life, and I tend to attract, you know, clients who are what we call a little bit more sensitive to sound and energy and things like that, that, you know, you learn to toughen up and you learn to actually kind of protect yourself in very different ways from the environment. And so, you know, what you're talking about just makes a lot of sense, because I think people get unsettled and then they kind of shut down in a way. And then they're like, well, crap, I know I'm supposed to be a little farther along. So that means I have to be courageous or let go of some fear. And so it can just be this cycle of going through, oh, I need to do this, but oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I don't want to get, you know, harmed. And so, yeah, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying.
Yeah. And I'll even add, one of the biggest things that we do here is the past prohibits our future, because even when we're not reliving the past in our mind, we might be doing that cycle, repeating the past. We might be on this big circle that just every job ends the same, every relationship ends the same. So it's that cycle, and we're reliving the past. And if we're not doing it physically, we're doing it in our mind, and we build these barriers to protect us from getting hurt again, like we did in the past. So that if we can find a way to generally, I've learned this personally, but if we forgive ourselves, not even the other people, although we feel like we have to forgive whoever wronged us, when you get in that very deep state of hypnosis or meditation or whatever you want to call it, we realize we blame ourselves because we feel I should have known better to let that happen. So once we forgive ourselves and we give ourselves some credit for what we've gone through, surviving it and moving forward from it, then we can break that chain of being held back and not evolving.
So it sounds like the acknowledgement and almost that high five, that if we can pause long enough and see how far we've come, can really get us even farther along the path to where we need to be. It's a really good point.
Absolutely. And really quick, Janice, I know you, with your coaching clients and your hypnosis clients, our clients come in and they think it's this big, huge thing that's so I think insurmountable is the right word. They can't overcome it. But then once they're in hypnosis and they can see how small it is, they know that they've got this and they can move forward. And I think.
Oh, very well said. Yeah. Well, you know what, Toni, we are out of time today. Can you believe that? Time flies when you're having fun. So again, everyone, thank you, Toni, for being here. Again, if you want to reach out to Toni, how can they do that again?
TONIG.info. But thank you, Janice, so much. It's been such an honor
and being here.
So much fun and so wonderful to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you as well. And so next week, we'll be here. We're going to be doing part two of Accomplishing More with Less Stress with John Underwood. And let's see, what are we going to be talking about next week? We're going to be talking about pruning that list. So if you haven't gotten that yet, you can go to realliferealchanges.com/energy leaks. And what else do we want to say today? Well, you know, as always, be well. Know that you're supported in this world. And hey, take some time this week. If you'd like to reach out to Toni and get some information from her or do one of her 30-day protocols, I highly recommend it. All righty. Well, this is Janice Underwood. I'm going to sign off for this week. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit janiceunderwood.com.